إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، My dear brothers and sisters, one of the most successful phenomena of social change is the success of commercialism, which we are seeing in the world for the last few decades. And the success, the phenomenal success of commercialism is based on one principle. And that principle is to take the desire of a person and convert it into a need. To make the person believe that the desire is a need. The edifice of commercialism is based on this one principle. How can we take a person's desire and convert it into a need? And the reason for that, why must you do that, is because when a person feels that something is a need, then they will go to any extent to fulfill that need. As long as it is a desire, it's a desire. If you get it, it's good, you are happy. If you don't get it, okay, you are not so happy. But other than that is, you will not go beyond a certain, you won't take more than a certain amount of trouble, you won't go beyond a certain limit to achieve a desire. But the moment the desire gets converted into a need, then it's a different issue. You are willing to sacrifice anything in order to fulfill that need. How else do you explain that when the iPhone is launched, there are lines, people who have come and who are sleeping on the pavement. They've come the night before and they are sleeping on the pavement to be there when the shop opens to buy the iPhone. How else do you define this except by this statement to say that a desire they have converted into a need? I must have that iPhone. I mean, you can see it in today's language of children also. The child will come to you and he say, "Daddy, I need that thing." You need that thing? And what is that thing? It's a Game Boy or it's some, you know, rubbish like this. So, but he says, "I need it." He doesn't say, "It's my desire. I wish to have it. I want to have it." No, he says, "I need it." So, converting the desire into need. The reason I'm saying is that the problem with the dunya is that it takes something which is false and makes us believe that it is true. So it takes a desire and converts it into a need. That thing which we in the dunya, which we think is a need, was never a need. It was never a need. It is even now it is not a need. It's only a desire. But we are made to believe it's a need. But what do you say in this upside down world of ours, where actual need, we don't see it as a need? Something which is actually a need, we do not see that as a need. And that's why we don't make effort for it. For example, whose need is charity? Sadaqat, khairat. Whose need is it? We say it, that's because you understand. So you are saying it is our need. Our mean the one who is giving. It is a need of the one who is giving. But I challenge you, ask anyone in the world. Ask anyone in the world whose need is charity. They will say charity is the need of the poor people. Somebody who doesn't have food, charity is his need. Somebody who doesn't have money to educate their children, charity is their need. Somebody who doesn't have money to buy medicine for his children or whatever, medical aid, charity is their need. Whereas Islam says charity is not their need. Charity is your need. Charity is your need. It is the need of the one who is giving the charity. It's not the need of the one who is receiving it. But the one who is receiving it, he has his zariya, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll produce some from wherever. He will get what he needs, not necessarily from you alone. Allah can give him from anywhere. Allah will give him. I mean, you know, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken that responsibility on himself. So he will get. But if I am giving charity, I can't say that somebody has to take from me only. We can take from Saeed, we can take from, whoever. I mean, so if I say charity, I have to see charity as my need. It is my need that the person must accept it from me. Only then is my need fulfilled. But how many of us see charity as my need? Because if we saw charity as our need, we would not do charity only in Ramadan, we would not do charity only on this time or that time. We would do charity every single day, which was the way of the Sahaba. Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked in the morning after Salatul Fajr, who among you has given charity today? After Salatul Fajr, he is asking this question. Which means that the charity should have been given sometime in the night. Why did he ask this question? Because this was not now. In this case, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. But I'm saying that it was the norm. People gave charity on a daily basis. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question after Salatul Fajr. Who gave charity today? What is he trying to emphasize? You have to give charity every day. And you will give charity every day only if you think it is a need. Otherwise, I finished my zakat, I took out all my zakat in Ramadan, my job is over now till next 12 months. In Ramadan, we give people iftar, aid for iftar, iftar hampers, Ramadan hampers, whatnot. No, I'm not against all this. Alhamdulillah, whoever is doing it is a very good thing and they should do it and we should support that. But I'm saying the reality is people don't eat only 1 month in the year. They also eat for the other 11 months. Where are they supposed to get food from? If they didn't have money to eat in Ramadan, they also don't have money to eat in Shawwal and so on and so forth. So where is that money? Where is that food supposed to come from? They don't eat only 1 month in the year. So charity must be seen as my need. Salah, whose need is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum urdu namaz Allah ke waste padte. Allah ke waste kyun padte? Allah ko zarurat hi nahi namaz ki. नियत की बात अलग है कि नमाज अल्लाह की तरफ है, मगर अल्लाह के वास्ते बोले तो. अब एक आदमी आता मेरे को, आपके वास्ते काम करा कहीं करा, मैं बोला करो, बोलो मेरे वास्ते बोले तो क्या बात, मेरी उजूरत थी कहीं करा, कौन बोला करो, बोलो. सो समबडी सेज आई एम प्रेइंग फॉर अल्लाह, वो फॉर अल्लाह डज नीड योर सलाह, व्हाई यू प्रेइंग फॉर अल्लाह. सो सलाह हैज टू बी माय नीड, इट हैज टू बी माय नीड. Need, not, well, may Allah forgive us. We, even the ones who pray, most of us, I'm talking about myself, and we pray because it is fard. Okay, we have to do it. Alhamdulillah, nothing. My point of saying all this is I'm not criticizing somebody who's praying. Let him pray, Alhamdulillah. Whatever reason, the one who's praying is far superior to the one who's not praying. So definitely one has. But the point is we need to improve the quality of what we do. We must get benefit from this. So we pray. Because it is fard, we pray because habit, we pray because we have to do it, we pray because. How many of us are praying because it is my need? It is my personal need that my salah, that I should pray, and that my salah should be of that quality. Khane mein zarra namak zyada hua kam hua to. I'm not saying we bring down the house, but we make some comments. Bhai, aaj khane mein zara namak zyada hoga bhai. Little bit of salt, if it is more or less, I'm not saying we throw a tantrum, but you will make a comment. Today food is a little too salty, less salt, pass the salt. How many of us make a comment if a particular salah is not good? We know from the salaf, and this comes from, all of this comes from, when you feel it is a need, then you work on it. There were people who would pray two rakat, and if they are not satisfied, they pray two more. If they are not satisfied, they pray two more. And they keep on praying until they are satisfied. And it may take them the whole night, it may take them the whole day. They may have prayed 200 rakat. They are not counting. They are praying until I am satisfied with the quality of that two rakat of salah. And they do it for years. Our problem today is that we want things instantaneously. It doesn't come like that. So whose need is it? And I just want to end with this, reminding myself and you. that let us look at our ibadat, let us look at the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do, and try to realize the fact, the truth, that it is our need. Ibadat is the need of the abd. It is not the need of the ma'bud. So therefore, because we are the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, ibadat is our need. And so we need to look at it from that perspective and see what is it that I am doing to fulfill that need in the best possible manner, best possible quality, because it is for me. Because it is mine, it is mine, it is my need. And that is why we need to focus on this. Whether it is charity, whether it is salah, whether it is sawm, fasting, whatever. Best possible quality, because it is my need. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to these realities and to enable us to benefit from these great ni'mat that Allah has given us of being able to make rujoo to Him, to come towards Him, to get close to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to draw us close to Him, even though we don't deserve it. We ask Him in the name of His mercy and in the name of His forgiveness. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.